I'm Tommy McNeil. Special Counsel Robert Mueller investigated 11 instances in which he suspected the President Trump had obstructed justice by trying to thwart his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election that Trump won, but ultimately he could not prove the president's intent to break the law. That's part of the findings released from the 448-page report released Thursday. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has reaction.
Shortly after the Attorney General had briefed journalists on the Mueller report, the president, at an unrelated event in the White House East Room, declared he was having a good day, as the special counsel found no collusion, no obstruction.
This should never happen to another president again. This hoax, it should never happen to another president again.
But a number of revelations in the special counsel's report are certain to prompt further congressional scrutiny of the president and his 2016 election campaign. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Mortar shells crashed down on a residential area southwest of the Libyan capital of Tripoli Thursday. It's a continuation of 2 weeks of clashes between UN-backed government forces and the Eastern Libyan National Army. The attacks in the district of Al Suani occurred 1 day after 7 people were killed when rockets struck the heavily populated area, which the LNA, led by Commander Khalifa Haftar, had been trying to seize. Some local residents blamed Haftar's forces for the attacks. It's an accusation the LNA has denied. The UN-supported Libyan government, which blamed Wednesday shellings on the LNA, issued arrest warrants for Haftar and other top Eastern officials. This violence deepens the chaos that has gripped the North African country since dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled in 2011. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ousted President Omar al-Bashir and his government restricted popular social media platforms during protests against his government. The millions of Sudanese found ways to circumvent the restrictions and rally others to protest peacefully. Social media was the most effective way for many people to connect with fast-moving developments at home. NetBlocks.org, a social media monitoring platform, reported during the course of Sudan's revolution that social media platforms were continuously blocked in Sudan even as the protests intensified. Users defied that ban by using virtual private network internet circumvention tools. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed firefighters to the palace to thank them for saving Notre Dame Cathedral in Monday's fire. We get details from Lisa Bryant reporting for VOA in Paris.
To the music of Bach and words of Victor Hugo, hundreds of Parisians and tourists gathered in front of City Hall Thursday to honor 600 firefighters who battled the Notre Dame inferno. The cathedral loomed just across the Seine River, blackened and crippled, but largely intact.
Je veux ici vous dire notre gratitude infinie.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo said the firefighters would be made honorary citizens of the city. Experts say saving Notre Dame and its most priceless treasures came down to a matter of minutes. Nobody was killed in the blaze, and key parts of the cathedral, including its bell towers and rose windows, remain intact. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
As tensions escalate between Turkey and the United States over the procurement of Russian missiles, Ankara's looking to NATO, which it sees as taking a more nuanced stance on the controversial weapons purchase. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence warned this month that Turkey's future in NATO could be at risk if Ankara takes delivery of Russian S-400 missiles. That drew an angry response from Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalin. Washington claims the S-400 missiles, which are due to be delivered in July, pose a security threat to NATO military systems in Turkey, in particular America's latest fighter jet, the F-35. Russia is developing the S-400 system to counter the F-35's stealth technology. Pope Francis observed Holy Thursday by traveling to a prison outside Rome, where he washed, dried, and kissed the feet of 12 inmates, 9 Italians and 1 of each Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Morocco. Francis has used the rite as a way to reinforce his message that even the most important figures must serve the most marginal. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors today, so I want you to relax, because today I'm going to take you around Africa on disc. So stay close and don't go away. Well, today, let me just start off with some of the messages we've been getting from people who are listening to the African Beat around the world. And 44 Fanad simply writes, "I love African music." Oh, wow. That is so great of you, 40. Thank you so much. And another listener here says, "Listening to the Voice of America in Europe. I am loving the beats. You are the best, David Vandy." And that is Peter Jewell. Thank you very much, Peter, as you write from Europe. Another writer from Europe says, "Following VOA Live in Europe, you are doing a great job. God bless you and God bless Africa. I am Junior Joe. I love the African beat." Well, thanks to all of you. You guys are making me blush in the studio and you're making me feel so proud. So let's start off with some music from across the continent. And we start off today from Equatorial Guinea with the young and beautiful Anna Maria. And this one is called Cigarettes and Coffee. And it's a beautiful tune. Right after that, we're playing it down cool. And Return to Africa is a song done for us by Anthony Sedu. Anthony Sedu is originally from Sierra Leone. Yes. And so we are going to play his beautiful song, Return to Africa. And remember, 2019 is the year of the return. So wherever you are, think of going down to Africa this 2019. And Champion Arise from the brand new album of Rocky Daoni, Beast of Zion. And that is from Ghana, Champion Arise. But let's go to the top right now as we bring you Cigarettes and Coffee, Anna Maria from Equatorial Guinea.
Woke up at 5 a.m., saw you sitting on the edge of the bed. Could smell the coffee in the air and all the cigarettes from last night in my hair, in my hair. The morning sex was crazy.
Some more messages. This one says, "Hello, David. It is my first time to post to VOA African Beats. I just want to say thank you for the great selection of music you're doing. I am enjoying the hits. Keep it rocking, David. I am Brian Bualia from Zambia." Thank you very much, Brian. That is awesome. And so let's enjoy the music, okay?
Return to Africa, people need your love. Return, there is so much to be done. Return to Africa, there is no place like home. Return, return your love to Africa. Africa. Remember the voices of Mama. She's calling you to come back home. Never mind, free the of sorrow. Mama calling you to come back home. Hey, so many lovely eyes walk hard in the world for the future.
Message here says, my dear brother David, I am hooked already to your program African Beat on the Voice of America, being a regular listener. So keep the good job rolling, okay? This is from Segun Oyenihi from Ilorin Kwara State in Nigeria. Thank you so much and let the music roll.
Yeah. spiritual war begins. Don't you believe everything that you've been told? We can be bought for shekels, neither with silver and gold. Across the land, I know that my story will be told. Coming from the young, we're coming from the old. Tell it to the hills and the mountains to the west. We conquered every fear and passed every test. Converging from the cities, converging from the villages, converging from all across the land. Tell them it's the giant ruler. I and I are a ruler. Everybody saying, everybody singing, everybody rising. The champion arise, we shall win. The champion arise, we shall win. Oh, 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 oh. Champion arise. Another spiritual warfare.
Oh, here we come.
Fight on, fight on.
Oh, here we come.
Coming with another spiritual war.
Oh, here we come.
Fight on, fight on.
The champion arise.
Joshua sent another champion.
Music, Champion Arise, Rocky Dauni from Ghana, and right before that, Return to Africa, Anthony Sedu from Sierra Leone, and Cigarettes and Coffee by Anna Maria from Equatorial Guinea. You are listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van Der here in Washington. Don't go away. Later on the show, Vicky Fauna, a gospel recording artist from Sierra Leone, Andrew Williams, flewing all the way from Australia because there is going to be a big African gospel festival in Maryland on Saturday. And they're going to be here to talk about it. So stay tuned and don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America. Now let's take some more messages from our listeners who've been writing to this great show. Hi, David Vandy. It is such a wonderful moment having fun with you on the African Beat. You always bring smiles to my face and the entire people of this great continent of Africa. And we love you so much, David. May God grant you all that you deserve in this life for the best songs you always drop for us. We are your good listeners. Thanks. I am John Saleh from High Level opposite Army Barracks, Takum, Taraba State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, John Saleh. And another listener says, I am Jacob from Donga, local government area, Taraba, Nigeria. I love African Beat on The Voice of America, and I love it like die. Well, that was just as it is, okay? Thank you so much, Jacob. That was awesome. And another, now this particular listener here, or this writer of the next message that I'm going to read out, is not happy with me. And the writer is Victoria Sati. And Victoria, I'm sure, is writing from Liberia, or she lives in Liberia. And Victoria says, why don't you feature the Liberian musicians, only other countries? Victoria Sati. Well, Vicky, I'm sorry, but everybody has a chance on the show, okay? All my Liberian friends have chances on the show. You can check it out. They've been on the show several times, and I'm going to play one Liberian song for you today, all right? So stay tuned for that. And another message says, hi, David Vandy, how are you doing today? I am writing to you from my home studio. I am a regular listener of the African Beat, and I am John Sebit from Juba, South Sudan. Okay, so now let's get back to music. This is Jibali. Jibali is done for us by Asif Kafi of South Sudan. And Asif has been in the music business since 2004, and he has been doing some great songs. So we're going to play his song today, Jibali from South Sudan. And I dedicate it to all my friends out there in Juba, South Sudan, and the entire South Sudan community. This one is going out to you. And right after that, Liberian-born Scientific comes in with Anger Time. Anger Time. So Vicky Sati, if you're listening, that one is dedicated to you. And right after that, Banla by Youssou Ndour of Senegal featuring Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo. So let's go to Jibali right now by Asif Kafi of South Sudan.
It's amazing how long it's taken. Many years of war and tragedy that's hard filled with a soulful expression. Families hallowed in crowds of inflation, yet the greedy take up seats in lofty wood paneled office suits, and yet a gloomy future contemplation. There is no denying that the shoe is on the other foot. The social and economic spheres of the younger youth who will pursue advanced degrees in humanities. Cause what's happening now is insanity. Streets are filled with grief and a motto that send a thief to catch a thief. Use a slave to kill a slave, yet what they deserve is for the old throats to be slit. Innocent civilians without homes and succumb to streets, and the death toll and sicknesses in thousands of innocent kids, and rape mothers and daughters mourn us. So I pray every night to thank the heavens for God's almighty who listen to the hopeless. Jibali, the land of mountainous heights, save us from the darkness and show us the light. I pray every night to thank the heavens for God's almighty listen to the hopeless. Jibali, the land of mountainous height, save us from the darkness and show us the light. Now one might be a fool if they don't love it. Jibali's a friend in both times of joy and sadness. For better or for worse titles, my mountain turns affable. A nation with qualities very pleasant to the eye, though filled with darkness, sooner than later the heavens shall open and show us the light. The land of mountainous height, and the great feeling of fondness and enthusiasm for its easy delight. Jibali's my mother's tribe, Jibali's my love and pride. Jibali's my mother, father, brothers and sisters might. I said Jibali's gonna rise to the occasion and take us to 100 different heights. For it's our source of power, so forever we shall fight for you day and night. Respectfully, I love your beauty and your people considerably. My love for you in a thousand words, but the meaning? Pray every night to thank the heavens for God's almighty who listen to the hopeless. Jibali, the land of mountainous heights, save us from the darkness and show us the light. I pray every night to thank the heavens for God's almighty who listen to the hopeless. Jibali, the land of mountainous heights, save us from the darkness and show us the light. Show us the light. Show us the light. Show us the light. Show us the light.
Wonder world, such LIB baby, West Africa, it's how we do. Yeah. I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind ain't dead. I think it all seem clear. There's no way out, ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time this year. All the he said, she said, brought you yet. Vibrant thing, came for the win, so allow me. I got 99 problems, cool or quiet one. The flow sick with disease you're dying from. And I get equal, so y'all find me son. Y'all convinced now that LIB true son. Now switch the lingo, but first off, inspection time, they checking the best off. Since love is blind, I'm brushing my ex off. No high feeling Jews, I'm loving these checks more. The rollies don't just tell time, but his story. How to keep the fit, doubts ain't do much for me. God flow, man, I decree. It's ruthless than the Barcelona from 3MSN. This life taught me a lesson. 0 to 100 is a blessing. I can hear the sound protesting, finessing. The best is yeah, this year I'm VIP, besting. I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind ain't dead. I think it all seem clear. There's no way out, they ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time this year. All the he said, she said, brought you, yeah. It's a vibrant thing. Came
for the win, so allow me. Middle finger to them critics that slept on me. Devil in disguise, try taking my breath from me. Grit that scarce, my body could rest on me. Detach my life from stigma they left on me. I'm the cornerstone to build a rejected. Finally, this ain't my worth and accept it. Wonder War, JMK, we ain't done yet. Moving up south, east to where the sun set. Africa, just give me my props, or I'ma take it by force. Believe it or not, cuz when the best came, I had a wrestling. The smuggle rappers out of Africa to impress me. Even women with kids that had a breast dream, begging for my lethal injection to invest me. I'm proud of it, that motivation, I love it. With these double bags, I ain't even got a budget, you know? I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind ain't dead. I think it all seem clear, there's no way out, they ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time this year, or the he said, she said, brought you here. It's a vibrant thing. Came for the win, so allow me.
I got 99 problems, go look why you won. The flow sick with disease you're dying from. And I get equal, so you'll find me son. Y'all convinced now that L.I.B. choose. I got 99 problems, go look why you won. The flow sick with disease you're dying from. And I get equal, so you'll find me son. Y'all convinced now that L.I.B. choose son.
I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind ain't dead. I think it all seem clear, there's no way out, they ain't going nowhere. She said, brought you here. It's a vibrant thing. Came for the win, so allow me then.
Yeah.
wonderful time on the African beat, Banla by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal featuring Fally Ipupa, and right before that, Inga Time, Scientific of Liberia, and Jibali by Asif Kafi of South Sudan. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. Remember, later on, or right after this, my guest, Vicky Hassan, popularly known as Vicky Fauna, and Andrew Williams will be right here for this big African gospel festival that will be taking place in Maryland, USA. So stay tuned and don't go away. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
This is Abdul Modi Kabo of Virginia, USA. You are listening to The African Beat with David Vandy on The Voice of America.
Hello again and welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studios here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy again, sitting right here, and I have two very special guests. I call them legends in the Sierra Leone or African gospel music industry. And that is Sister Vicky Fauna. Oh, no, yeah, she's married now, Vicky Hassan. But people know her as Vicky Fauna in the music field, right?
Yes.
Welcome to the African Beat.
Thank you.
Okay, and I also have my big brother who I have not seen for like over 30 years. And that is Pastor Andrew Williams. Welcome to the African Beat, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
I know. You know, when I see you, the song just flowed into my mind. Usai you go day.
Yeah.
Usai you go day. You know, it is so great to have you guys here in the studio. And I'm here to talk to you about the Zama Worshippers Gospel Festival. It's an African gospel festival that is taking place in the Maryland area for the first time.
Yes.
And this is huge. So let me start off with you, the originator of this program, Sister Vicky. How did you come about it?
Well, I was praying and we needed a platform for us, the African musician, gospel musician, to have a platform where we can sing and minister and show our gifts that God has given us. So I was praying about it, and then I have it in mind. So now we are working
on it.
It's
a reality.
Yes.
And now it's happening.
Yes.
And my brother Andrew flew in all the way from Australia. You know, when Vicky told me you were coming, I said, "Wow, this is going to be huge." You know, last time I saw you was way back home in Sierra Leone, you know, mastering the keyboard and all this stuff. But now you are here. So how did she get you to fly all the way from Australia? That is like one day ahead.
I know.
Well, Sister Vicky and I mean, we've got a very good relationship for quite a long time. We were all in the Frandi gospel band.
Yeah.
And so when she told me about this, then I said to myself, I have to support her. And it's also an opportunity to minister even to the African populace. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you here, and we're looking forward to that. Okay, we'll take a musical break, and when we come back, we'll expand a little bit. And so we're going to take Sister Vicky right now. She's going to sing a song, Badu. Okay, yes, this is a beautiful song. I love this song, so I want people to actually see you perform this song. So let's get the song Badu right now.
Fight this fight without you, Lord. Cannot Yes, indeed. Beautiful music. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Today, we're talking about an African gospel music festival. Wow. This is going to be one of the biggest in the DMV.
Yes.
And it's happening on the 20th.
On the 20th.
That's on
April,
Saturday.
Yes.
April 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen. So what should people be expecting when they come to this gospel festival?
Yeah, well, we've done our best. We've practiced. And we have so many other guests that are coming from out of state. You know, they're coming to just grace this occasion. People that you've not seen for a very long time. Like Daniel from Agape Springs.
Whoa.
And our sister Sarah, you know, people call
Sarah
her
Sarah of Double Double.
Double
Fame.
Double, yeah. And our sister Millicent Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
They are all coming, and you know, you will see so many other people. So please, I just want to invite you, extend my invitation to you to come out so that you don't wait to be told. Don't wait for somebody to go tell you. Just come and see for yourself. Come and enjoy. As this is Easter weekend, come out, please.
All right, indeed, you've heard that, and I have a song that I want us to play next, and that is Just a Fool, and that is done by you, Pastor Andrew. Just a Fool. You say anybody who says there's no God.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you come up with that?
Well, that song actually came from a dream. It's not a song that I sat down and wrote. It was one afternoon, I was asleep, and then coming out of that sleep, I had the song singing in my mind. So I thought that it was some guys who were out, you know, out in the compound. I thought maybe they were the one, but I asked them, are you singing? Were you doing anything? Then they said no. Then I realized it's a song.
It's
then I
a
started
song
writing.
And you started writing,
yes,
it down. And
yes.
So go. Well, now I know you've been used to live playing live music, but today I'm going to put you right on the spot because I want this song right now, and I want people to see you after a long time. You know, you cannot come to the African Beat and you escape that. Sorry, big brother. Okay, so now let's get our brother Andrew in Just a Fool. Just enjoy it and listen to the words of this music. It's beautiful. Just a Fool.
Says, there is no God.
Well, I told you, and I said he's going to move. He's going to make some moves. All right, yes. My brother was making some moves. I saw all those classic moves, you know. Okay. So let's come back to this festival. I know you said we're having a lot of other people. Do you intend to expand the artists that we're having, the people who are coming to perform, are they just from Sierra Leone or other parts of Africa?
Yeah, well, other parts of Africa, maybe from Nigeria, Ghana, and Liberia.
Wow.
Yeah, we are expecting them to come. And then it's not just people that have been singing. We are encouraging other people that really wanted to come into the business or really wanted to minister through songs. So we are encouraging them. We're going to give them a platform to showcase what they have.
To showcase their talent.
Yes.
Okay. Brother Andrew, you've been training people. You know, since I was a young man coming up, you know, when you guys started the Frantic Gospel Band, you were building up this Frantic Gospel at John Street. And you've been training people. And what would this mean to you to come back and see other young folks, you know, and for you to be on that stage as a legend in the music industry, to see these young folks trying and coming up? What would that mean to you?
Well, I believe that I will be very pleased to see that it means that my effort has not gone in vain. Mm-hmm. Because if I can think back, it was when I got saved that gospel music really started in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And a lot of people we are saying, do you think this thing will be marketable? You know, a lot of people are saying that it will not be good.
Mm.
But I started it in faith and And I mean, the rest is history. And from that, a lot of people have been inspired to go into the gospel music, which has been extended up to America.
And you're here to see some of your works, of your hands.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, we'll take a quick music break, and our sister Vicky is going to sing another song for us. The Spirit of God Rain Down on Me. Yes, this is another beautiful tune. I want you to enjoy it, and let's get this one rolling. Spirit of God, rain down on me by our sister Vicky. And we're urging you all to just come out and see. There is more in the package, and more people are going to come out, and we're going to celebrate this weekend right here. And that is why they're here at the Voice of America on the African Beat to tell you more about this. Finally, I just want the two of you to just, like Andrew said, you know, when it started a long time ago, people were asking the question, how far could this go?
Yes.
And today, it has spread all over. Mm-hmm. And people, it is benefiting people. It's becoming very beneficial to people. But what I want to ask here is, who do we actually sing African, like, gospel music for? Is it for those already that we call saved, or those who are out there? Because most times, people will say, oh, I did my CD, they just do it in the church and everything. But what about the people that are out there that are not in the churches, that people will say, they will look down upon, mm-hmm. people that they will want to condemn. Mm-hmm. Do you guys go down to that level to get these people out there and bring them up?
Yes, yeah, well, let me start with you. Our music is not just for the believers or just for the church. Our intention here is to sing so that people will come to the church or come to know the Lord. I know that this is not going to be the end of it, because we are grooming other people. We are, you know, talking to them. We are encouraging them not to just sing in the church from their head, but to sing, you know, from their heart, and to see how we can expand or spread the gospel through music.
Yes, sir.
Well, I believe that music is a very powerful medium of communication. You know, a lot of people will not go to the church. A lot of people will not read the Bible, but they listen to music. So those who cannot go to the church, those who will not read the Bible, we can reach them through music. Everyone loves music. So I believe that it's a very effective medium of communication, and we are seeing a lot of results.
Well, thank you so very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday for this great event at the Hampton, right?
Yes,
it's happening at the Hampton in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And so I want to let you guys go out with this song, this very popular tune by Brother Andrew and the Fran the Gospel Band. Yeah. So we're going to take him back when he was a little slimmer and younger. And younger. You know, when I saw the picture, I said, oh my God, look at my big brother. But you know, it is so great to have you guys here. And I look forward to anytime you are in the States again, please make African Beats your sport. We're here for you, and we can continue playing the African music, all right? Yeah. All right. So to our African Beat listeners across, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great show. And we're now going, but we'll leave you with this song, Usa Yugode. It used to be a very popular tune back home in Sierra Leone. And up till now, you know, Andrew was saying, I don't know why people love this song so much, but that is what I would call it, his legacy. If that song is not played, you know, anytime you play that song, you think about him. It's like you playing Coco, Meata Fambule singing here, and she does not sing Kokolioko. It's not possible. You know, she has to sing Kokolioko.
Yes.
So if Andrew is around, you have to play Usa Yugode. You know? So with that today, I want to thank you, and I give you all the best out there. Have a wonderful day, and I leave you now with this special performance by my big brother, Andrew Williams, Usai Yugode. I'm David Vandy, and I'm out.
We got on.
This is VOA News.